This hour of the Alex Jones Podcast is brought to you by Easy Armor. Easy Armor is the ultimate door security. Check it out at invasionstopper.com.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I'm going to try to be as professional as I can today and try to hit all these balls that are getting shot out of this pitching machine at us. Something I haven't covered the last few days, only focusing on Ebola, or mainly focusing on Ebola and the economy and things like that, is Ferguson and St. Louis have blown up. Cops, more cops have been shot. More protesters have been shot, one being killed 2 days ago. And now angry protesters target, quote, wealthy whites, vandalize homes, burn U.S. flags, assault reporters, call for officers' death. So this is just absolutely spiraling out of control. And the photos and videos of the flag burning and all the rest of it is just over the top. So we're going to get into some of that today, where our reporters obviously were on the ground in the middle of all that. And quite frankly, we saw a lot of bad behavior by the protesters and a lot of bad behavior by the police. But the feds posing as saviors when they gave the police the training. But now, the last few weeks, the police have been getting shot at and shot. And that's escalating things. So I would expect to see looters being killed. And more the looters are giving the First Amendment a very, very bad name, to say the least. Again, that's just a side note. I haven't covered that. I've been remiss. I have a tendency, when I've got something so giant and so massive, to not talk about it. And I've tried to psychoanalyze what that is. And it's because I don't feel like I can properly break down how big something is until we put it on paper as an article on Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Dr. Edward Group is one of the most successful supplement nutraceutical formulators in the country. And he helps us formulate our line for InfoWarsLife.com. And he said he could come in. He flew into Austin late last night. He was in Las Vegas for the big internal research medical, nutraceutical trade show, the supply side event, biggest one in the country, for supplement development. And there were just medical doctors, nutritionists, pharmacists, just crawling all over the place. But really, they had impromptu breakaway meetings. And he met with multiple senior-level, current and former, Border Patrol agents and ICE agents, and then had dinner with them. He was there for days. And the information he just gave us is that there are people coming in, and it's actually in the news today, strangely enough, that they're getting people coming in from West Africa that are sick, but they won't say what they have. Obviously, folks, West Africa has hundreds of millions of people. Nigeria's got like 200-something million alone in it. They're all trying to basically get out of the country. Most countries have shut down their borders. U.S. General, of course, warned days ago it could cross the U.S. border. Southcom, they've got all of Central and South America on their hands, up into Southern North America, Mexico. Northcom's U.S. up into Canada, up into Alaska and the North Pole. And they told him, they said, listen, no, there's people coming up vomiting. The Border Patrol thinks they have Ebola. And it's the first time the Border Patrol's ever worked with the CDC. The CDC doesn't even want it known that it's a full-on emergency. And they actually are responding. The first time I've ever seen them, hundreds of vans, black and white vans, and there are people in full hazmat suits just grabbing these people, throwing them in them, disappearing. And the Border Patrol's where they're going. They're supposed to put that down under federal law. They just go, don't worry about it. And there's just vans everywhere. And so we're going to send reporters down to the hot zones I want to send Biggs right now. He loves a challenge. So whoever wants to volunteer to the camera person to go with him, whether it's John Bound or Josh Owens or whoever wants to go, saddle up. We got intel where to send.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Another major health threat, this one in Toledo, Ohio, where everybody in the entire city has been told not to drink the water.
Ohio's governor declaring a state of emergency.
Did you know that the average person uses about 80 to 100 gallons of water at home every single day? If there's a water emergency, will you be prepared?
Panicked residents forming long lines throughout the day.
We're here at a supermarket in Toledo. You can see the shelves empty where water once was.
To stay safe and healthy during a crisis, you must have access to safe, clean water. Water which will not be available at your local grocery store.
There's a mad dash on right now to stock up on supplies.
The ProPure Pro 1 G2.0 water filtration system is a must-have for every modern, independently minded household. Protect your family's safety during an emergency. Go to InfoWarsStore.com today to purchase your ProPure Pro 1 G2.0 water filtration system or call 1-888-253-3139.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Assault on the lies of the New World Order. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Dr. Edward Group is joining us in studio in the next hour. He just returned from a giant insider based in the country trade convention on supplements in Las Vegas. He met with current and former senior members of the Border Patrol and ICE that were there trying to research Ebola, and they also talked about Zach Taylor. So he came in and said one of the names we have to look into is Zach Taylor. He's confirmed a lot of this. We pulled up a video minutes ago during the break of Zach Taylor, the former deputy head of the Border Patrol, the head of the Border Patrol Union, now the head of the former Border Patrol Union. He's been on the broadcast talking about the plan to collapse the country, collapse the border, asymmetrical warfare. He's confirming that the Border Patrol already knows that they believe they're finding cases of Ebola on the border, as Southcom came out 2 days ago and said they believe is going to happen. They're getting ahead of it because they know the Border Patrol is leaking the information to warn the American people, because overall it's a loyal federal agency and one of the few that's constitutional. If you read the Constitution, the government's supposed to issue the money and control the border and have a Navy. But his sources, and he's going to be in studio with us in the second hour. Paul Watson's doing an article right now. Have witnessed people with Ebola-like symptoms, vomiting, blood coming out of their rear ends, blood coming out of their eyes, coming across from West Africa and the Middle East, and they are being scooped up by CDC, huge teams of vans. They've never before even seen the CDC down there. And the word is, oh, no, the CDC's responding. They just don't want to panic. That's why they're saying everything's fine. And that they are scooping people up left and right on the Texas, New Mexico, Arizona, and California border. That is scary. And groups back there, and here's some of the names. I don't use this name. You can use that name. And one of the people they said that we should talk to, Zach Taylor, he's got other sources. And I go, Zach Taylor? And I ran over here and I said, what's the name of the guy we have on who was the former head of the Border Patrol, deputy head of the Border Patrol, and then the head of the union? Oh, that's Zach Taylor. Yeah, Zach Taylor. So we need to try to get him on. And then Watson comes up and goes, have you seen this? This is a CDC release admitting they're going to have sealed plastic coffin liners that can hold up to four dead bodies for an Ebola outbreak. And remember what they store outside the CDC in Atlanta was the millions of plastic coffins that they then scooped up and hid. I did a whole TV show with Jesse Ventura on that. And we even talked about Ebola, if I remember correctly, being one of the reasons. Unbelievable. This is all about to break at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. It's breaking here on the radio, but we're putting it together in text form, and it'll be out in the next hour, a basic report. Watson will then expand on it. They're all in their meeting right now. So this is all unfolding. Now, obviously, this is very, very serious news. And on the backdrop of this, we have the headline, illegal immigration jumps for third straight year under Obama, while Jay Johnson, says Americans are susceptible to claims that we have an open, porous border. Well, we see the Border Patrol being ordered to give them vouchers and load the illegals with their families on the buses to go anywhere they want. We see the illegals getting free health care everywhere. I'm not even against the individuals fleeing hellish third world conditions, except they're used as political tools. But let's be honest, this is going on, and the fact that you keep denying it only discredits you. That's Jay Johnson in CNS News and the Washington Times. While they let the planes fly in, while airport workers in New York and other major cities, LaGuardia and other areas, are refusing to work and refusing to clean the planes, and now TSA people are starting to go off the job because they don't want to be touching people when they make other flight connections coming in from countries that are collapsing. Six countries, two of them near collapse. Estimated 1.4 to 5 million to get Ebola. They can't go anywhere else. They can't go to neighboring African countries. Those have been sealed. The Liberian president seeks more power to fight virus, restrict movement and public gatherings, which is what you've got to do to stop something like this. And our government at one level lets them fly in, but then we talk to the Border Patrol, and we've confirmed what group is telling us. He just got in last night from Las Vegas, and the Border Patrol senior people are there hyperventilating, meeting with all these medical doctors and researchers and saying, you know, is there something that we can counter this? Is there something we can get? So we're going to codify all this information, get it into an article in the next hour that Paul Watson is working on that'll break at Infowars.com. And PrisonPlanet.com. But I've got the red siren. The red siren is in here going today, a la DrudgeReport.com, because this whole situation is so incredibly volatile. And that's how government operates, is in a schizophrenic fashion. The Coast Guard's trying to board ships and check to see if people are coming in from West Africa. That's default position, what you're supposed to do. The Marines are training for Ebola outbreaks in containing areas. That's what you're supposed to do. Meanwhile, anything Obama directly controls with these agencies, they're ordering open borders, they're ordering open flights coming in when nobody else is doing that. But then separately, our Border Patrol sources are saying, no, they've actually got vans. I mean, we're talking dozens and dozens of vans per sector, just scurrying around grabbing people and then running off with them to containment centers. And the Border Patrol has to follow federal law about what's this person's name, where are they going, sign this form. And the CDC's like, no, sir, with guys in hazmat suits and just throws them in trucks. And the Border Patrol's saying, where are they going? And by the way, they're going into the U.S. And so, dude just ran over here and said, because we're flying by the seat of our pants here, as stuff breaks, he goes, where do I send Biggs? Where do I send the camera people? We've got to wait, and you got to go in there while Watson's debriefing group and also checking with our Border Patrol sources. We need to get Don Salazar to talk to his ICE sources, Ja'Kari Jackson, his ICE sources. It was our ICE and Border Patrol sources that said, no, come to this Border Patrol checkpoint in McAllen. We're ordered to do something. I'm not allowed to tell you. Just come. And we get there, and the buses pull across from Mexico. The Border Patrol hands them vouchers with the city officials of McAllen, and then they load them on buses and ship them anywhere they want to go. We forced mainstream media to admit that. It's an organized collapse of the country, and then the Border Patrol does not like being ordered to commit crimes. And that's what senior members have said that are current, but then were gagged on Fox News. They said, we complete the smuggling trafficking process. We complete the smuggling trafficking process under orders. And they've cut us down 70% in our apprehensions. And the ones we do apprehend are just released. And when violent felons build up in county and city jails, we are ordered to not go pick them up. And cities are disgorging them. Let me explain what that means. It means if you are particularly a Latin American and you're running from murdering your wife, murdering your husband, robbing a bank, killing a police officer, whatever the case is, kidnapping, child molestation, drug dealing, whatever the cornucopia of things are, if you get to El Norte, baby, it's party time. You can, the Mexican consulate, as part of their terrorist war against the Republic with the globalists, will give you 5, 6, 7 consul matriculas with any fake name you want. Any major bank will accept those. Car loans, house loans, it's all been greased. And then you can just run around raping, stealing, killing, DWIs, hit and runs. You're above the law. Well, now, if you've got a bunch of South American diseases that have already killed who they're going to kill, drug resistant, drug immune, bacteria, viruses, amoebas, liver flukes, wet leprosy, drug resistant TB, look at the numbers. It's all spreading lavishly. Central and South America are so beautiful, because I've been to Central America, and I've seen, obviously, videos of South America, that I would be down there all the time. The only safer places are maybe Chile and a few other areas. And that's if you're in a rural area. It's a beautiful, beautiful continent. And isthmus, or I guess peninsula you'd call it. But it is contiguous unless you talk about the Panama Canal. But it is a literal green hell. And now green hell is spilling into North America. And so we're just reporting. We're saying the CDC is doing nothing. The CDC are letting it spread. Because that's all the indicators we have. The CDC aren't going and cleaning up the apartment. They're telling sheriff's deputies to do it. How about, no thank you, that's not my job. It'd be better to leave it alone than send people that aren't prepared or trained into there. That's default common sense. Meanwhile, we've confirmed, oh no, the CDC is running around on the border, grabbing people that are sick, and they are disappearing. All part of this shadow government creepiness. Who knows what's going on? Duncan's family gives his medical records to AP, the man that died in Dallas a few days ago of Ebola, released from ER after registering 103-degree fever. Jesse Jackson said it was racism. No, they throw everybody out of the ER nowadays, folks. I couldn't get, until I threatened people with lawsuits and stuff, my finger reattached at the ER years ago. It's not because he was black, Jackson. They give basically everybody with a virus antibiotics. I always make that point. It's that our healthcare system is collapsing, Jackson. And Obamacare that you support with death panels. Why don't you speak out against aborting black babies, punk?
You've forgotten to monitor blockitpocket.com, haven't you? Oh, how quickly we forget. Blockit Pocket wants you to know that they never forget. You have a right to use wireless technology privately and safely. So go now and monitor blockitpocket.com's complete line of custom designed and American-made products. BlockitPocket.com. Enhance your health and privacy in a wireless world. It's here. Only at BlockitPocket.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Cells become toxic, they die early, and aging sets in. No one has put together a formula that focuses directly on brain health, nerve growth factors, and optimizing your cellular energy at the same time. Just one of the key compounds, BioPQQ, is backed by major clinical studies. You want the best that's out there at the lowest price anywhere? We now have the synergistic solution. Secure your DNA force today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
After consulting top doctors, nutritionists, pharmacists, and others, we have developed what I believe is the ultimate non-GMO organic Super Male Vitality formula. Super Male Vitality by InfoWars Life is so powerful that I only take half the recommended dose.
I jump out of bed ready to fight these criminals every day. I look forward to waking up and taking my Super Male Vitality.
Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to secure your Super Male Vitality and other powerful products from InfoWars Life.
I'm watching and waiting for the right time to take everything you own. I love a dark house.
Don't be the next victim of a break-in. Go to FakeTV.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone is inside watching TV and makes your home unappealing to would-be thieves.
Don't these people ever leave?
Starting at $24.95, and there's free shipping. Go to FakeTV.com or ask for it at your local hardware store. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
News flash. Home invasions are on the rise. It takes less than 10 seconds to kick in a door. 10 seconds is not enough time to protect your family. And what would happen if you were not home? Easy Armor is the ultimate security solution. 85% of break-ins are through a door. Protect your home now with Easy Armor. Go to invasionstopper.com to get real security for under 70 bucks. That's invasionstopper.com. Easy Armor. Your security is our only business.
Americans, prepare for financial ruin. That is what one of the world's richest men, Donald Trump, said just a few weeks ago. What are you doing to prepare? The problems that caused the last financial crisis were never fixed. In fact, they're even worse now. The total amount of debt in the U.S. has grown by more than 57% since September 2008. The too big to fail banks are much larger, and the massive derivatives bubble is spiraling so far out of control that the only thing left to do is watch the spectacular crash landing that is inevitably coming. If you're a baby boomer with retirement funds, it's time you consider exiting the Wall Street casino and start a cash-flowing international business of your own. There may be ways to preserve your wealth, but history has shown that few things can grow your wealth like having your own business. The crash is coming. Take measures now to soften the landing. Go to babyboomerbackupplan.com or call 888-507-8789. That's babyboomerbackupplan.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Well, Jack Taylor, the head of of the Union for Retired Border Patrol Agents 2 months ago said the CDC was showing up on the border. We've got the video clip coming up and just disappearing people that was never before seen while telling everybody that diseases weren't coming across. But then at the same time, they're letting people that are sick through. That's been confirmed. We've confirmed from Border Patrol sources that it's currently going on with people with Ebola-like symptoms. I want to be clear. Border Patrol sources, high-level Border Patrol sources, CDC disappearing people with Ebola-like symptoms on border. And Watson's doing that article right now. I mean, group had dinner with these people, with medical doctors. This is what is going on, what is being said, with the Border Patrol going to medical conferences and nutraceutical conferences, trying to find out ways to protect their agents. Because what would you do if there's no vaccine? You can't trust it. You would try to find compounds that could. Obviously, that's what anybody with half a brain would be doing for their agents, their families, and everybody else. So you got all that going on. While Jay Johnson, Big Brother, Big Sis's replacement, says that it is, quote, we have the clip of this, that Americans are susceptible to claims that we have an open, porous border. Well, yeah, we're susceptible to seeing the sun come up in the morning, too, and susceptible to liking football. I mean, what are you talking about? I mean, this is a fact. There are death panels in Obamacare. Fact. 2 + 2 = 4. Fact. Obama's a liar and came after our guns. Fact. Stop talking to us like we're idiots. It only discredits you morons more. Makes me so upset to see this going on. Immigration, illegal immigration jumps for third straight year under Obama. And that's according to Homeland Security and Border Patrol's own numbers. You can link through to those in the Washington Times article. But don't worry about the actual numbers. Just Jay Johnson, you know, he says so. So that's just the way it is, ladies and gentlemen. Because he decides what reality is. Remember Karl Rove said, the government now controls reality. And we'll tell you that we're always at war with East Asia one day, never at war with East Asia the next day. And that brings me to this next point that I'm going back into Ebola. I want to play this clip coming up. CNN, all the other state-run media channels are running around saying, what's wrong with Turkey? They won't attack ISIS. That's right over their border, attacking these innocent, wonderful Kurds. What is their problem? And so the ambassador from Turkey comes out on CNN and goes, when we are given authorization from the NATO and everyone to create a safe zone, a buffer zone in Syria, we will go in and we will take out ISIS and Assad and the regime. That's Turkey armed and trained ISIS more than anybody else. Turkey's given them in the last 4 years artillery support every couple months and fighter bomber support. So, I mean, this is the triumphs of the lie, the triumphs of fraud, the triumphs of total deception and confusing geopolitical and geographic and cultural issues for the American people, the people of the West. That our governments funded al-Qaeda under other names, Khorasan, ISIS, ISIL, IS, to confuse us. They're in there attacking Assad and the government, killing Christians, blowing everything up. Turkey can't get the job done. So they have ISIS turn east and go into Iraq to resupply and get a bunch of weapons so they can cough and go, they got all these U.S. trucks and armored vehicles and weapons and stingers out of U.S. bases we lost. Yeah, wink, wink, not Benghazi. Then they infiltrate that back in on a big jihad, and we've got to go in and, what did I tell you? That they would take large zones of Syria and call them buffer zones. So Iraq gets part of Syria, Turkey gets part of Syria, sandwiching in, stealing the country, stealing the oil fields. And then their military simulant, that was their excuse to be there, scurries off to the next country. It gets on the next airlift, like the airlift of evil out of Afghanistan in 2001, being flown over the mountains into Pakistan. And then next they pop up in Europe or here with Stinger missiles, shooting planes down, and no one will say, why did you give them Stinger missiles? So I want to play that clip when we come back of the Turkish ambassador. I mean, it's so disgusting. the Turkish envoy, he's the ambassador to fight ISIS, the BS ambassador, getting it lined up where everyone begs them to invade Syria, and he says to bring down the regime. Well, we do want to go in to bring down the regime, and we will as soon as you all beg us. And then they'll be like, oh, thank you, Turkey.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite intestinal freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
You've heard about the essential qualities of iodine when it comes to your well-being, and you've read the opinions of top experts regarding this good member of the halogen family. Still, reports indicate that iodine is absent in sufficient amounts from the daily lives of countless people worldwide. Now, our extra-strength new nascent iodine formula is here, Survival Shield X2, leading the way into the next generation of super high-quality nascent iodine. InfoWars Life Survival Shield X2 is derived from 200-plus million-year-old salt solutions found more than 7,000 feet below the Earth's surface. The result is a unique nascent iodine that is both concentrated and free of unwanted additives, genetically modified ingredients, and completely vegan. We even pre-screen our Survival Shield X2 iodine for radiation. Pure, clean, and sourced from deep within the Earth, X2 nascent iodine is available exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or call 1-888-253-3139.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Headline on InfoWars.com. You can feel the energy worldwide crackling in the atmosphere as we surge and accelerate deep into the 21st century and the singularity and all the good, the bad, and the ugly that will come with it. The old Chinese proverb, may you live in interesting times, both a positive and a negative. Expect confrontation and violence in Ferguson this weekend. Kurt Nimmo, top story, InfoWars.com. More police shot, more citizens shot as it escalates out of control. Video, it's now happening in St. Louis. Homes are now being attacked, open racial warfare unfolding. Video, man pulled off U.S. Airways flight after joking he had Ebola. U.S. officials. Ebola could spread through open southern border. We had the text on this on Wednesday. We now have the video of the head of Southcom saying it. That's coming up. U.S. has more sanctions against Russia than against Ebola. Paul Craig Roberts article. That is just some of the stories up on Infowars.com. But first, I want to play the CNN clip that I mentioned earlier with Turkey's envoy in the fight against ISIS that they literally armed and trained, gave air support, artillery support to, but they don't totally run it. So it's kind of running off on its own into Iraq, coming back in, attacking the Kurds. So the Kurds are rioting and attacking inside Turkey. The Turkish newspapers say what I'm saying because they live there. They know that Turkey runs ISIS. It's really Al-Qaeda. They're killing them. They better stop. They're going to burn down Turkey as their response, protesting, which I think is very legitimate to be angry. And so our media is like, yeah, Turkey, get in there, do something. So Turkey says, okay, we do want to take out ISIS and take down the regime. That means the government that's fighting ISIS. But they want a mandate for everyone to tell them to do it and beg them to do it. And, oh, look, Turkey's not conquering Syria, what they've done before. No, Turkey is just coming in to fight Al-Qaeda, who they trained. I mean, this is total problem, reaction, solution. This is naked in front of everybody. Here is CNN's Communist News Network discussion of this, and this is how they fool the people of the world in this scripted deception.
We are ready to do everything if there is a clear strategy that after ISIS, we can be sure that our border will be protected. We don't want the regime anymore on our border pushing people against towards Turkey. We don't want other terrorist organizations to be active there. So we have a national strategy. The basic parameters of this national strategy is humanitarian parameter, which we are receiving Syrians and Iraqis. We want this humanitarian policy on the other side of the border. Second, military strategy, security. If there is any threat against our national security, we will take all the measures. All the measures. If needed.
Could I just be sure that I've understood you? Turkey, under certain circumstances, is prepared to put boots on the ground in Syria.
If others do their own part.
So if the plan would be to also degrade the Assad regime, that's one of your conditions.
Of course. Of course. Because we believe that if Assad stays in Damascus with this brutal policy, if ISIS goes, another radical organization may come in. And if,
By the way, Turkey is more brutal. I've studied it, but no one says it because they're part of NATO and the whole fraud, former seat of the Ottoman Empire. You talk about brutal. Turkey sits there out of Istanbul, formerly Constantinople, the head of the Byzantine Empire, sacked, taken over. But that's another issue. Talking about Assad being brutal when democratization is what they used under Assad to infiltrate with the Al-Qaeda forces. But that's political illiteracy for you. They know the people of the world are politically illiterate. That's why George Bush would say that Iran was behind Al-Qaeda, and Mohammad Karzai would say, sir, that's not true. You know, because in the Middle East, everybody just knew that was ridiculous. That's like saying that the San Francisco 49ers are the New England Patriots. I mean, to football fans, it's just total bull. Doesn't matter what team you're on, you know the teams. The Houston Texans are not the Minnesota Vikings. Now, you can call it a conspiracy theory if you want that I know what something is, but when you know the players and you know that, and it's so fun to know the borders and the players and the backgrounds, it's so addicting to learn this stuff. And the more you learn and get into it, the more you want to learn. That's how I can have former top CIA analysts on. I'm not bragging, and have open, full discussions with them, and they teach me stuff. I teach them things, and they're all so impressed because they go have briefings with generals that don't know this stuff because the general just wants to go see their mistress and go play golf and get along because they're not a real general. A real general would be studying this stuff constantly because it's so addicting. So I'm not saying I'm that smart. I'm saying anybody could learn this if you wanted to get into it. See, I don't know baseball scores of Babe Ruth. I don't know Mickey Mantle scores. I think he was married to Marilyn Monroe. I do know that. That's, or was it Joe DiMaggio? I forget. Things like that are interesting. But I don't know about, you know, how many, what they batted a certain year. I don't know, you know, about the steroid investigations in Congress because I don't care. I don't know about all the little petty things that don't affect me or my family. What I do know is criminals run our government. There's 6 foreign banks. They're shutting our liberties down, and they're funding Al-Qaeda and using them to attack Western interests as a pretext to take our liberties away in the name of stopping them. And it's an outrageous criminal plan, and it's totally naked now, and one group knows about it now. Not lionizing, not sanctifying them. The military, though. It's just a fact. The military, even at the lowest levels, is trained to know who these groups are, to know what flags are, to know what uniforms are. They all know it's Al-Qaeda. And the globalists screwed up. Just because the American people don't know which end is up, on average, and love death panels and think 2+2 equals whatever Obama says, and are into all the hype and watch all the money. The military and the brass, right down to the enlisted people, now know. So I don't know what you're going to do to fix that. Because when you shoot stuff down with the finger missiles and you blow up a nuclear power plant or whatever you're planning or whatever you have your Al-Qaeda people do or whatever you blame on them to try to grandstand and take freedom, it's not going to happen in a vacuum, okay? And I just want to get that message across to you one more time. You could set me up, kill me, set up and kill other people. Message already got sent. I already blew the horn up on the castle wall. I already lit the signal fires on the mountaintops. I lit a signal fire. Other people lit signal fires. Message was already sent. Horn already got blew. Alarm already got pulled. And I can see the chain reaction. There's nothing you can do to stop it. It's going to spread like a good virus through your infected body, and it's going to bring you down. World War III won't save you. Nothing will put your system back together again. I suggest you surrender now. And, hey, we'll give you absentia. We'll send you to Alba like Napoleon. You can even have part of your money. Stop it. We realize you're dangerous when cornered. So are we. You could have had the whole world, New World Order, but you wanted our souls. You wanted to run individuals' lives. You wanted to attack freedom. You wanted to degrade justice. You, because it threatened you. You didn't like it. Like a cockroach doesn't like a spotlight. So you wouldn't give us quarter. And now everyone in the system realizes there's no prosperity at the end of where you're taking us. And the whole system now is turning against Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan, the New World Order. The Dutch royalty, the Transylvanian royalty, the German royalty, the Rothschild power axis, the Rockefeller crime syndicate. All of it is an abomination sold out to evil, using evil techniques to take control. And once you use evil for power, you can't stop using the ring of Mordor. It will consume you, and you are creatures of your father, creatures of your God. So we have that little tidbit going on, and then we have the disgusting continual saga. The most perfect, beautiful example of the disgustingness of royalty, the disgustingness of state-run, hegemonic, genetic, paternal lines, or maternal, with that Queen of England over there. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un misses shrine visit. Oh, a shrine to that pile of stinking skulls and dehumanization and those zombies with their souls sucked out, those poor North Koreans. I mean, my God, if we need any reason to oppose the giant state and the collectivists, North Korea is writ on the wall in fiery, flaming letters. It screams out like another fire on the hill, the watchtower ablaze, that this is not where we want to go. He's been gone for over a month, hasn't been seen since September 3rd. We have a video clip on that I want to play. As they sit there with straight faces going, and the brass feels bad being purged. Twits, the military over there, parasites on their own people, in just a sycophantic narcissist system. That's Hollywood everything. It's like wanting to hang out with Hollywood stars, I now realize. I was never really into it, but no one would, I guess, know this unless they'd been around it. And that's the whole illusion for people. It's like the Matrix would be like this total narcissist, so disconnected he thought Dennis Rodman was cool. And then they would sit around with top leaders as he smoked cigarettes, watching basketball games. I mean, bizarro, Twilight Zone on PCP. Just, this is hell. With tens of millions of people starving, millions starving a year, Vanity Fair doing a report there admitting the only meat sold on city streets was little baby parts. And that's all the wealthy can hardly get is long ham, sweet pork, human meat, as it's known by Kipling. Rutger, I guess he popularized that term, but that's what was used by some of the islanders. And then the ultra-rich, the ultra-commie elite, they have the finest steaks, MRIs, everything for themselves in tiny little command bases. And they have, he has a seven-story pleasure palace where they kidnap Japanese and South Korean film stars and then ship them in by private jet so they can come in and imagine Kim Jong-un coming in or his dad, Kim Jong-il, coming in like Baron Harkonnen to pull your heart plug. I mean, just total weakness, piled on filth, piled on failure, just like a vampire with its hunchback leering. I mean, this is the spirit of the enemy. No manliness, no honor, no strength. I mean, a real red-blooded man. I don't care what color you were. Can you imagine giving 100 Kim Jong-ils a club and getting in a warehouse locked up with them? And you had a club, what you could do to 100 Kim Jong-uns. I mean, just the fact that it's just screaming failure, screaming weakness. And then we look at our enemies, MSNBC, Obama, the globalists, all these UN people. They're all the same. They're Kim Jong-un wannabes. They're nobodies. No one wants them. No one loves them. They have no power. They have no energy. They have no soul. They have no renaissance. They have no lightning. They are complete pathetic maggots, absolutely trying to strangle human beauty, strangle human competition, strangle our mission to colonize space, strangle our mission to ascend into what God has planned for us. These people cannot rule over us, cannot control us, and should not exist. They are diseased. I can't even look at Kim Jong-un. It can be like midnight. I'm going on coast to coast AM, and I'm totally exhausted. I'll let you have a trade secret. The old days, I drink a few beers because they have a stimulus effect on me. I don't do that anymore. Now, I pull up Hollywood people or Kim Jong-un or Obama or Hillary, and I instantly get energy just looking at these demons, looking at the scum that rules over us through fraud and deception. That's why they poison our water and dumb us down, because any straight-backed, head-screwed-on, even half-decent person would never live under such trash. Let's go to a clip of CNN that I'm analyzing today here, talking about another tyrannical regime when they're trying to build one like that here, again, saying our kids don't basically belong to us and men are inherently bad and the state is God and questioning the dear leader Obama is racist. They would love to live in a place like this. They hate your success. They hate your strength. They hate your passion. They hate the fact you love God. They hate the fact that they don't have a monopoly of weapons so they can have their way with us, like Kim Jong-un and the demonic coteries of little demons that encircle him. So, of course, he's been swallowed up or dead or committed suicide or been murdered in some internal coup in that hellish pit that is a prison for all these demons. They're building their own destruction, their own mass guillotine. Let's go ahead, ladies and gentlemen. What you're seeing here is the human spirit refusing to submit. I am crazed and raged against them. I am sending out the call as a siren to warn people that their humanity and their free will is under attack. and by the most pathetic scum that you'd ever just see them for one moment and never just realize what they are for one moment. They could be swept aside and a true renaissance could begin that is unbelievably incredible. Made of our dreams, made of your passion. That's what I want you to have, is control of your own destiny. That's all I want, and I want to be able to have control of my own passion and to be what I really am. Let's go to that clip.
Last time the world saw North Korea's young leader, Kim Jong-un, he was clearly limping on his way, according to state media, to a rock concert. He's a man whose every move has been glorified in word and music.
Oh, my God.
He craves the spotlight, whether riding a horse, going to the amusement park, or hanging out with basketball star Dennis Rodman.
Oh, I hate Dennis Rodman.
So Kim's five-week disappearance from the public eye has fueled endless rumors of bad health, a coup, even death.
North Korea, in one way, is a cult. And
a
leader has to be
so
seen, especially a new leader. So Kim Jong-un toured around the country, and then all of a sudden, he disappeared. He hasn't been seen in public since September 3. So that by itself, if nothing more, indicates that there's something really wrong.
Oh, really?
A family history of gout and diabetes.
Look at the other people around
him. Look at these leaders. Size and that recent
Look
limp have led many to speculate that he's seriously ill. One story going so far as to
Look
suggest his ankles were crushed under his own weight. Then there's the political intrigue.
Look at that little
psycho demon.
Last
year, Kim's uncle fell out of favor, supposedly over a power struggle. That uncle was executed, some say by machine gun. In fact, in less than 3 years,
we'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen.
Almost half the country's top.
You want to live under total government like this? You want to live under freedom? Because America and the whole West is going the way of Kim Jong-un's toilet. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
My Magic Mud is a tooth whitening powder that removes plaque and detoxifies your mouth. It's safe for your enamel, giving you a beautiful polish and a dentist-like clean after every use. My Magic Mud is also the perfect remedy for pain caused by sensitivity. It strengthens your teeth and gums for a strong, healthy smile. The ingredients are 100% natural and it's safe for children. Simply brush with My Magic Mud right before bedtime for a cleaning you can count on. Visit MyMagicMud.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi folks, Alex Jones here with some important information. I want to tell you about Matt Redhawk and his team of patriots over at My Patriot Supply. Several years ago, Matt was sitting in his two-bedroom apartment, frustrated with the direction this country was headed and the charlatans willing to sell us out for a quick buck. Deciding to take action, a company run by patriots for patriots was born. My Patriot Supply has never taken a loan or accepted outside funding. They now operate two distribution facilities and employ over 50 hard-working American men and women. It is rare to find companies who practice what they preach. And that's why I stock my pantry with high-quality storable foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today for special offers on emergency food storage or call their preparedness specialist at 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Do business with someone who shares your values. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Nothing left to lose. Nothing. I mean, nothing, honey, if it ain't free. Nothing.
100 years ago, top industrial scientists, mathematicians, statisticians are on record. There have been literally thousands of books probably written. I'm aware of scores in the last 100 years documenting that with the industrialization and development of sciences, people should work 2 or 3 days a week, be able to focus on language, arts, raising humanity's development. So high taxes and regulations are brought in to do what the Federal Reserve calls stopping overheating. And that's to stop areas of the economy they don't fully control, local sectors and one crop local economies and other things, to be shut down basically or milked. Because it's not enough to have all the fiat money at the Federal Reserve or the IMF or World Bank. You've got to be able to control your competition. That's the real power. So they create artificial scarcity. And that's what Agenda 21 and Cloward and Piven and all of it's about, is keeping the people under control, under resources. That's how you control slaves or sharecroppers. Everything I'm saying here is just common sense. And it's been done in history over and over again. But now it's going to end up causing world war if it continues. And so that's the real crime of these people, is they're trying to shut down society and civilization while blocking clean technologies, while running boondoggles for fake new clean technologies to just consolidate power, to create neo-feudal serfdom in the UN's own words. That's the model they want in the UN Biological Diversity Assessment, 1996. I cover it in my film, Road to Tyranny. Show the documents. Interview top professors like Kaufman that's been to the UN meetings, Lord Monckton. So this is their plan, is to bankrupt you, is to dumb you down, is to poison you like you're a roach they're spraying with poison. They, on their power trip, they've decided we're just going to roll over and die. How about if we don't go along with that? How about if we identify them and their program instead of Hollywood stars and who's pregnant this week? See, the minute you start focusing on what's important and not on what they tell you important, is game over. I'm not going to eat what Michelle Obama says. I'm not going to buy the clothes she points and tells me to get. See, you're like, well, of course you're not. Well, that's because you're not under their control. Most people are, folks. What a joke. What a joke. I got a lot of stock market news. Biggest plunge of the year yesterday. It's basically flat today. Got a lot of other interesting news on Ebola, a lot of interesting news on St. Louis. We're going to be covering it all. Briefly, it's that time of day, about to go to noon Central. Shows re-aired in time zones all over the country, but we're here live 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. I'm going to take my second dose of the day of DNA Force. There's nothing else like it. On record, you can read the patented studies at InfoWarsLife.com on the BioPQQ and all the other substances that are in it that are known to promote mitochondrial detoxification, growth, telomeres, immune system, you name it. This is what I'm doing for myself and my family, and it's had an amazing effect on my energy, my stamina, just my clarity. Personally, it's been a life game changer. And of course, I've got a couple drops of Survival Shield Nascent Iodine X2 from InfoWarsLife.com in this water. And I forgot to add my fluoride shield, which blocks the fluoride and a bunch of other heavy metals and things, really a chelator. And then a squirt, maybe two squirts. It is the weekend coming up, of Super Male Vitality. Feel like I'm 18, ladies and gentlemen. And I like it. Love it. I got a old man's heart. I got a baby's brain, old man's heart. I think Alice Cooper's right. InfoWarsLife.com. And here's the liberty and down with the tyrants. And I hope Kim Jong-un is being eaten by maggots right now. And his soul is burning in hell. Second hour coming up.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
In the near future.
When you realize how fake it all is, the football, the basketball.
Alert. Security. Alert.
This is Homeland Security. Analysis. InfoWars. Building independent media operations.
Let the worst people get controlled and tell us that we are the ones responsible.
Prime Directive. Discredit Alex Jones.
Jones is the wildly popular conspiracy theorist.
A popular conspiracy theory talk show called InfoWars.
Alex Jones is now in an Austin jail.
These people are assaulting us.
Targeting of patriots engaged.
They are never going to stop. They're never going to deviate from their program until we stop them.
Block free iPhone app at InfoWars.com. Block free podcast and video feed. Imperative. Destroy Planet TV.
You gotta set your eye on the enemy, not worry about what propaganda they put out. Election.